Oh, fuck, Amber, man. Just I'm took hungry a picture of shit.
My 6 years.
You know the problem with biking here is I have to bike home.
I'll bike with you.
You can
dude.
Take it on the train.
You come to Astoria, baby?
I'll fucking bike to Astoria and sleep on your couch. I don't give a
hell
shit.
Hell yeah. Come through. I have to go to therapy at 10 in the morning tomorrow, so I have to leave at 9.
I'm not going to sleep tonight. I've had a rough couple of days.
What's wrong, babe?
Well, you know, I went to the shore and I saw my grandparents.
Oh, fuck
there.
Yeah. Well, we didn't even talk about your home.
I was not like, let's talk about my dying grandparents.
I just talked about the squirrel hole in my room.
That's funny. I don't know. Watching my grandfather fall down the stairs and fucking bruise his ribs is like not.
It is. It's funny if you put it to like a.
Well, he slipped on a bunch of cum.
You got it. Is it like a Benny Hill style?
Benny Hill shit. Whoop.
Yeah.
That sucks.
A hot lady's top fell off when he tumbled down the stairs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It was cool, though. We all went to dinner. And,
that's nice.
They're too old to finish their meals now, so I ate everyone's dinner.
Oh, that's nice. What did they have?
Calories.
Salmon.
Nice. Check.
And some kind of like, I don't know. I don't remember what cut of meat it was, but it was like a... Like some kind of beef medallion with bacon.
I don't fuck with medallions, dude. I need that fatty shit.
Yeah.
If it's wrapped in bacon.
I like medallions as long as they're offensive. On a necklace on a man riding the subway. Mm-hmm. Those are the kinds of medallions I like.
That's another thing that happened in Baltimore. I relapsed heavy. I was so stressed out with my family and the funeral. I was eating like a fucking savage, dude.
Yeah.
I was having free Magoobies meals every night. I did the sad shit that I used to do when I was fucking depressed as shit. I ate at Magoobies for free. Had a big ass fried food ass meal. Mm-hmm. And then I went home and just hit the fucking McDonald's by the Travel Plaza.
Yeah.
Just fucking popped a 20. Good. It was a 10-piece. I wasn't that bad. And a McFlurry.
Mm.
Just before bed.
What, M&M?
Oreo.
Oh, you had like, what, 2 days with that bike and you're like, this is justified.
No, yeah, I hadn't even ridden yet.
Armstrong used to order just the whole side of the menu because he was biking so much.
Oh, really? Yeah. I am bike boy now. I think I'm going to get my nut chopped off to be aerodynamic like Lance did.
Yeah.
Dude, we all had shitty
I was watching a video. This is sort of related to Lance Armstrong and getting your genitals cut off. But there's the New Zealand Weightlifting Association. They have a trans woman.
So F to M or M to F?
M to F.
Ooh,
prior to transitioning, they were already competing in men's weightlifting.
Oh shit!
And they were in their mid-30s, and they were like a shitty men's weightlifter.
Uh oh!
And now they're
the best
just
of all
best
time.
Of,
yeah.
And it's like you see them on the platform, and I guess New Zealand's like a particularly progressive country. Reed G-A-Y, you know what I mean? And that so they like. It's like, it was like, you know, in the video, just everyone's like, yeah, we're so happy for her. You know, this is great.
She's, right.
You know, doing what she wants to do. It's like, oh, boy.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
She's throwing the weight up.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, there it goes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And nobody's surprised that she's done it.
Yes. Yes, miss.
Yeah. But that's always funny. That's like a hard...
The MMA one's tough, too, because it's like, I'm happy for you, 100%.
There's an M to F MMA?
She just
beating
fucking...
up.
Yeah, dude.
Beating up.
And it's like, I'm happy for you, I'm glad you transitioned and shit, but like, something feels a little off
Sports
here.
Sports is actually pretty progressive when it comes to that.
I mean, it's like and these are all arguments that have been played out on much shittier podcasts.
Right.
But I mean, it's like, you know, it's illegal to take additional testosterone.
Right.
You can't do that. You can't take steroids and compete in any sport, right?
Right.
Other than, like, competitive
But maybe if you throw
Actually,
your shit
body,
low enough.
Bodybuilding is, like, the only sport. In fact, like, it should be encouraged for trans people to go into bodybuilding.
Yeah.
Because that's something where, you know, drug abuse is encouraged and you're supposed to die at age 40 from your fucking heart exploding.
Sounds cool.
But, you know, with like fighting or whatever, if you had like, you know, a 20-year advantage over a woman where you have testosterone making your bones thicker, you know.
Couldn't you get it low though?
What?
Your H levels, your hormones and shit?
No, once you transition, it does lower your testosterone levels. Like that happens for sure. But
right.
Testosterone has like a permanent effect on your bone structure. So like they're going to have
thick ass bones.
They're gonna have thicker joints and thicker wrists and you know bigger hands and better leverages. It's just like
gotcha
on average. You know, but still, yeah. But still, it's like you
I
can't,
looked at Adam when he said on average, by the way.
Well, yeah, Adam has, you know, very small little beautiful little A-cup tits. And
beautiful. Thanks for
you do have
beautiful.
Little titties, dude.
Yeah, just his all nipple. It's like a big...
I have actually incredibly small nipples.
You do have small nips.
Yeah. And...
I like a puffy nip. We've talked about this.
Big, yeah, we have.
I like all nips,
very
actually.
Very big, soft vagina.
Stav's got some nice silver dollars.
I got some nice nipperoons.
He's got some nice silver dollars.
They're tan, too. They're nice and fucking brown. You know? I like all shades as well.
Yeah?
Nipple-wise.
I'm going to get little lampshades on my nipples.
Little tassels?
Yeah. No, little lampshades.
Yeah, yeah, with tassels. Out.
Yeah. Like you know what I'm going to get? Some sconces.
Sconces, yes. Dude.
Yeah, light up nipple piercings with sconces.
Nice.
You know? So I like the nautical-themed ones, you know? Mm. So I look like a bad guy from Bioshock. My fucking port window.
There's ship wheel nipples.
Yeah, right, exactly. Just big brass glowing yellow nipples. People are like, what the fuck is that? I'm like, ah, you know, I used to be pretty into video games, so. After I played Bioshock, I got my nipples permanently converted into whatever this is. So, you know, I don't know. The mid-noughts were a different time. It was before all this Trump stuff. I didn't realize it. Glowing... diving bell nipples were going to be the symbol of hate.
That's right.
The new swastika. I didn't realize that was what it was going to be.